Who are you?
Andrew, from Wolfmother.
And Andrew, who'd you have beside you?
This is Miles Heskett, the drummer. We call him Stixie. And, yeah, we just got here from Sasquatch literally a few minutes ago. And
Goth Night. You guys were playing Goth Night at the Sasquatch Music Festival.
Absolutely.
Who are you playing with again?
Bauhaus, Nine Inch Nails.
TV on the radio.
Yeah, it was... I haven't listened to any industrial goth music for... I don't think I've ever listened to it. But
forever.
I was kind of impressed in some ways by the whole angst-driven, there is no you, only me, self-absorption. It's good to experiment, dabble in some self-absorption.
Do you think you won over any new fans at all?
Yeah, I think there were three people there that we won over. It was great. We got to meet them. We had tea.
All three?
Yeah. Little table.
This is at the Sasquatch Music Festival.
That's where it was, yeah.
At the Gorge at George.
The Gorge at George.
The gorgeous Gorge at George.
Wolfmother, Andrew, you love capes, don't you?
I don't have a particular interest in capes, but I just... You know, I've only worn it twice.
Would you like to wear a cape three times?
Well, I wore one at Sasquatch. I bought one because I only wore it twice in Perth, in the middle of nowhere in Australia. And people just go on about this cape. They had a message board thing on the internet. Are rock stars allowed to wear capes? Is it within their rights to da-da-da? All this conversation. So I thought, I just woke up and one day before this festival and bought a blue bed sheet and cut it up and put it on. I was like, I feel like I need a cape.
Well, for this interview, I thought I would bring you a cape, a real cape, one that perhaps you could wear during this interview. Yeah. Now, that is how you make a cape, isn't it?
Hell yeah.
I'll wear that tonight.
That is an actual cape. If you could put this, actually, just right over the head, right over the head there, Andrew.
You don't want me to stuff around with this, do you?
This is the real deal. This is the real deal. This is the real cape. Because, like, you like the fantasy imagery and stuff, don't you?
Whose cape is that?
I mean, check at the image. Look at this. Look at that on the... Or the... Well, you can't see it, but actually, come over here. What do you see? What do you see, Miles? Some great, like, fantasy type things.
It's like a snowflake of... Doom.
Well, actually, and I have another surprise.
It looks good.
So here you were.
I'm not into fantasy, but if you get on a stage, you put this on, just go like this. I look like, you know, everyday Joe, indie guy of the cardigan. Put this on, opening riff, it's time to rock.
I know, so there you are. You are into the capes now.
Yeah.
You are into the capes, totally. You were dissing them. A couple minutes ago, you were dissing them.
No,
Now you're back into the capes.
I'm into it.
You're into the capes, but the thing is, how far does Andrew like to take things?
I don't know. Like, ask Andrew.
Is he very adventuresome? Is Andrew very adventuresome?
I am very adventurous.
Okay, well, let's check out. Can you take it to the next level? Because
do you have any cod pieces?
That's not quite.
Because I would personally wear a cod piece.
I'm not sure.
Come on.
No, I am not sure if this actually will fit you at all, Andrew. Now, the reason I'm bringing this is there is some fantasy elements, aren't there? There are some fantasy elements, kind of cool.
Do you do much work for these TV guys? Like, do you reckon we could just get you on the road to be our personal stylist?
I'd love to. I mean, now that's he's looking good, isn't he?
That's fantastic. That's good. That's like.
And turn around. I think, is there anything on the back?
You could jump.
Can you turn around, Andrew? Can you turn on the back? There's even a star on the back. Look, could you explain? Because he can't see that.
It's a star. It's definitely a star.
Okay, now are we ready to bring everything all together? This is to the guy that hates capes. And now he has been transformed.
That's right. You've convinced me. You transformed me.
All those people on the message board, eh? Screw you.
Screw you. I'm wearing the cape. I don't care.
The ultimate outfit with Wolf.
Did you bring a hairy cod piece? That's all. That's
I didn't. I'm sorry. I left you out.
Hairy cod piece.
I'm sorry. I left you out. But continuing on here, I would like to ask, whose mother was it that cried when they heard the song White Unicorn?
That was my... That's a true story, so don't make fun of it, all right?
No, I'm not making fun of it. I think it's great that the mom was involved. Could you elaborate? You have a great song, White Unicorn, and your mom cried?
Yeah, she... Well, she didn't know what I was doing, and she just came... Because my parents live in Brisbane, and I live in Sydney, and, you know, like, if you don't see them for, like, 6 months, they don't know what you're doing. She came down, and I just played them the demo, and she just... I don't know, emotionally connected with it or something. It just brought out some kind of... she wasn't sad, she was happy. It just... She just connected with it, I guess.
And right now we're missing a member of Wolfmother, aren't we?
We are.
We're missing Chris?
Yes.
Now, there's a quote here from Chris. Our music makes people take off their clothes.
It's true.
It really does happen. And I would like to ask you a bit about this, Andrew. What's the story about the guy who took off his clothes and then masturbated to you guys? What happened?
I didn't see the event take place, but I just heard about it afterwards. It was in a town called Wollongong, which is a big stoner sort of city. And we'd copped a lot of flack from them on the message board, because people were like, Wolf Mother's not real stoner music. This is the... some band in Wollongong was doing this 10 years ago and they're 10 times better. And so I was expecting all these stoners to be, like, ready to, like, kick our asses. And one guy's up the front and starts masturbating. So it was a flip of total... And that night, I signed more tits.
That's something to be proud of!
I signed more tits than I've ever signed. Must have been, like, there were... Guys going, here's my girlfriend, can you sign her tit?
The music of Wolfmother. Our music makes people take off their clothes.
We take our clothes off as well sometimes when we need to.
What about weird, strange gigs? Did you guys at one time play in piss?
In piss.
You played in piss. You played with the band Black Lips, and I think you played in their piss. Could you explain about that? What's it like playing in piss?
I didn't know they did that until after the show, but that's just... That's just one of those... It's like, yeah, you got a cape, but it's another way of, if people don't like the music, they can enjoy watching. He tried to urinate into his own mouth.
Who was that?
This was the band The Black Lips.
New York. At whatever, I don't know who they were. But
the band The Black Lips.
Let's not repeat their name again.
So what did he try to urinate in his mouth and he missed?
I think so, yeah, and went on his amp and went on the floor or who knows what. Oh. Yeah.
And then came Wolfmother.
Was that in
New York.
So Miles doesn't know what piss smells like then.
I know what it smells like.
No, is that
But Andrew does.
Not
was it the Bowery Ballroom maybe?
It was Mercury Lounge, is that in New York?
Okay.
Yes it is.
Yeah, one, yeah. Mercury Lounge, yeah.
I mean, how did you find out that there was piss on stage? I'm just curious, just going
just
back.
Found
here.
Out.
You just found out now.
I found out afterwards. People were talking about it and stuff, but next topic, I don't think they've had a lot of exposure from that. There we go.
Mudvayne! You guys also had to play after Mudvayne, didn't you? At the Big Day Out Festival.
Yeah.
What was it like playing after Mudvayne? I understand their fans were pretty pissed off and Wolfmother had to go on.
Oh, it worked in our favor. We had a great time.
They had a bad day, didn't they?
Did they have a bad day? Why did Mudvayne have a bad day?
The power cut out on them and they had to walk off stage and they looked pretty sad. I felt for them that day.
And then Wolfmother had to come on next.
Yeah. Well, they're kind of a very angst, anger, aggressive, driven sort of band. And I think we have we do dabble in drop D territory, but we don't quite have that.
I think it's great that you could come on after and there was all these angry fans mad at Mudvayne and Wolfmother could calm things down. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You brought it down. Now, Wolfmother, who is Frazetta? Who is Frazetta?
Frank Frazetta is he's a fantasy art icon from Brooklyn.
And he makes people like Andrew look like Andrew in his cape.
Well he'd probably put boobs on him and show a bit more ass.
Well, that's what I was wondering. Have you thought about putting yourself on the cover of a record? Right now, it's a Frazetta drawing. But have you ever thought about taking it in this direction, perhaps? And I was thinking, this is your good friend. If you could hold it a second.
Wow.
Look at this Cher.
Wow.
picture.
Oh, shit.
That's beautiful.
Like, could that be Wolfmother?
I don't have a copy of that album, but absolutely.
Because I was just going over with, like, all the fantasy stuff. Sorry about mentioning all the fantasy and wizards and stuff, but I think that would really fit great with you guys, wouldn't it?
Well, maybe we could get her to sit with us.
Maybe
do you think?
She could do some guest vocals on the album, the next album.
Another thing I'd like to ask you guys about is Arthur Magazine. What can you tell the people about Arthur Magazine? These are the guys that got you signed, aren't they? They helped get Wolfmother signed to Interscope. It's one of the coolest mags, isn't it?
I love this magazine. We went down to South by Southwest and we played this show in an old church called the Church of the Holy Ghost. And there are all these dead meadows, psychic hills, and it's felt winter flowers, all this sort of psych, acid rock, stoner stuff happening. So it felt like a good home for us, you know. Like, so we met Jay, who he put this magazine together, and he asked us to do Arthurfest in LA, and yeah, but we haven't heard from them for about a year, so I don't know what they're doing. But
they're doing great. They're doing great. And winding up here, I want to mention, at Arthurfest or some of the Arthur Showcase that you've played, don't you have a guy that comes on stage, introduces you, Brian Chief of the Love Police? Who is Brian Chief of the Love Police?
BT is our spiritual guide. He's a guru. He came from the desert. We met him in the desert. He charms snakes. And he takes his shirt off a lot. He's got a very nice belly that you can touch. And he radiates glowing warmth.
And he introduces you each night.
Yeah.
Sometimes we do.
Yeah. I think it's great to have somebody dedicated to introduce you.
When he's around, he puts on his Indian headdress with the feathers. He comes out and he'll, you know, just start howling and get the crowd kind of ready to rock.
Amazing. Yes. Now, I would also like to ask you, Wolfmother, what do these names mean to you? Bruce Willis.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Yingwie Malmsteen.
Yeah.
These have something in common with Wolfmother. Shaquille O'Neal. Whitney Houston. Oh, Holland Oates. Funny.
I don't know.
These have something in common with the band Wolfmother. Air Supply.
We're all black.
Dolly Parton.
Jolene.
Ice Cube. All these bands also recorded at
Cherokee, was it?
Yes, Cherokee Studios.
Didn't record there.
But you did stuff at Cherokee.
Yeah, we did stuff. We hung out.
So you were hanging out with all those people there. That's what you have in common.
That's right.
And you were mixed by, or recorded by, or helped out by Dave Sardi.
Produced, mixed.
Now, he's really into pedal boards, isn't he? And this is what I want to ask you guys. The band System of a Down, who are totally also into pedal boards, I would like you to confirm or deny this rumor. Did you ask anything Dave Sardi about the pedal boards for System of a Down? Like, they have so many pedals to push, they need a guy dedicated to push the pedals when they play live.
Well, no, we didn't ask him about it, but that's a good idea.
And apparently the Edge from U2 has that as well. Like, you have a big pedal board, don't you?
Yeah.
Like, have you ever thought about hiring a guy that would push the pedal? And apparently, a friend of mine, when he saw System of a Down, the guy pushing the pedals pushed the wrong pedal and the guitarist got mad.
Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't want to get someone who had epilepsy because they could, like, the lights could affect them and they'd be pressing all the wrong ones.
Because pedals are... Did Dave teach you anything about pedals? Dave Sardi in LA at Cherokee.
He's got a lot of them, doesn't he?
Yeah, he did. he did. He had loads of pedals. And, yeah, just plugged in a whole range of various things that we'd never seen before. So it was a good experience.
Nice colors, too.
Have you guys encountered any jealousy at all now that you're in Wolfmother? Have you encountered any jealousy?
Yeah, there's a bit of cape envy out there.
There is a lot of cape envy.
I'm
feeling pretty envious right
there's
now.
There's some cave envy.
You didn't bring me enough, did you not? What?
I'm sorry I didn't, Miles. I'm sorry. But I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure. I wasn't.
What do you want to wear?
I wasn't sure if Andrew.
Codpiece.
I wasn't sure if Andrew would be able to fit into that. So I thought maybe you'd fit into that. And, you know, you could split it all up or something like that.
See through kit and get the codpiece tonight, man. You gotta get the ball rolling.
Now, speaking about Wolf Envy here. Lastly, now that you guys are getting more popular, people are going after you. No, leave that on. Don't take it off.
I'm assembling it.
Wolf Mother, now you're getting more popular. People are going after you. Here's a quote from Ian Astbury. Ian Astbury. And he's talking about his 1987 hit, Electric, okay?
Right.
You know the cult, Ian Astbury.
Yeah.
And this is what he says. With all respect to Wolf Mother, give us a break. I mean, come on, recognize.
Recognize what?
That's what I was wondering. I guess he's saying recognize how great the cult are. Like, we were doing this in 87, and Wolf Mother's getting all popular now in 2006 doing this. Like, some jealousy. Have you been getting any of that jealousy from any rocks? Like, Ian Astbury.
Cool.
That's what I thought. Cool. Like, bring it on, eh? Bring the feuds on. Have you encountered any jealousy like that?
Walk in the Doors tour. Just do your thing, man.
Lastly, here you are in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. There are some wolves here. My favorite are the Canadian wolves. In Vancouver, we have Raised by...
Wolves.
Pandas. Raised by Wolves.
Yeah.
We kick over to Montreal, of course. We got the AIDS...
Wolves.
We got the We Are the...
Wolves.
And we have Wolf...
Ferdinand.
Those are just parade. Those are just the Canadian wolves. Is the wolf thing over? The wolf thing is dead, isn't it? I mean, you are the last of the wolves.
Yeah, that's it. It's over.
That is it. The wolves, now it's horses. Have you heard it's horses now?
I heard it was sparrows.
No, there is sparrow, because there's a band from Vancouver called Sparrow, and it's other sparrows, but horses are the big thing now. They shoot horses, don't they, from Vancouver? Band of horses as well on Sub Pop.
Crazy horse.
But just to wind up all the wolf thing, what was your favorite wolf name? Was it Steaming Wolf Penis? Is that the best wolfman name? Steaming Wolf Penis.
I liked AIDS Wolf. I thought that was quite...
From Montreal, and they're graphic designers too, which is really interesting.
It is. Very interesting.
Well, lastly here, winding up, Mastercraft. That's a Canadian connection to you guys, eh?
It is,
the Death From Above guys remixed you.
Our second show that we ever played was with those guys in Australia.
And he remembered your song, Woman.
He did.
And he remixed it.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah.
And the Canadian connections continue. Chromeo is on your record label. Chromeo is on your record label.
It's true.
And as well, Kim from the band The Presets, Kim from The Presets, he name checks Tiga, Canadian DJ Tiga, in one of his songs.
Well, see, there's the kindred spirits here. I
just wanted to bring that Canadian little... Any others that I've missed here? Any other Canadian connections?
There's too many to...
No.
Well, lastly here, I wanted to ask you, Andrew, you were a photographer at one time, eh?
Yeah, I used to roam the streets with my camera and I have very voyeuristic tendencies.
So how many models did you photograph?
How many? I don't know, probably a few. It was cool, I used to have these like castings and like have like 100 girls like just waiting in a room and sit there like looking at their portfolios. And these like Eastern German like, oh yes, I really want to do this. So I enjoyed the world of fashion. And all the,
And you're looking great in a world of fashion, too.
Look at now, but...
But I'm missing something, aren't I? I'm missing the headband. Because Andrew's quite into the headbands, isn't he, Miles?
I did that for a little while. You know, I didn't like being on the other side of the camera. That's a bizarre thing. Like, we didn't start the band until I was 27. I photographed...
Which is the year that most people die. Kurt Cobain dead. Janis Joplin dead.
Yeah, we started... when it's meant to finish. And I'd spent so much time with people going, do I look good, does this look right, and I'm like, this light here will make your hair look right, and this is going to happen, so it was bizarre to be on the other side, and now, be photographed, be the subject,
And now you can't be the gold dust woman. Can you do that for us? The big, what are the gestures that Andrew does on stage? Could you please say, Miles? What are the gestures?
There's some good
maybe
ones.
Andrew could then act them out.
Yeah, I want to see Miles do some.
Oh, you want to see me do
them? No, get Andrew to act them out. You just tell him what to do.
Do the jig, the woman jig.
Oh, that's too hard.
Woman jig?
Yeah, it's kind of like... It's a little bit AC/DC, but it's a little bit more river dance. There's a bit of river dance in
and
there.
Is there another one, the woman's jig? And what about the gold dust woman? I call this the gold dust. Is that the gold dust woman,
I like that name.
Don't you hold up, though? You hold up your... Don't you do this a lot? your hands a lot? Can we do that?
That's a good one.
But do that with the cape, though. Do work it. Come on, work it. How am I doing? How am I doing here?
It's great. There was a really good one the other day where he balanced his guitar on his head whilst he was doing the, what's it called?
The Gold Dust Woman.
Gold Dust Woman. That's clever.
That's named after Courtney Love.
That's just a lot of balance.
That's a Courtney Love Steve. What's that?
That's the half pike triple windmill. That's it. Yeah. Seated somersault.
Well, thank you very much, Wolf Mother. Really appreciate your time coming here to Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Anything else you want to add to the people out there at all?
Enjoy yourselves.
Why should people care about Wolf Mother? Why should people care?
They don't have to care.
They should care about Wolf Mother because it's the greatest rock band on earth. And if it's got Ian Astonbury worried, then there's got to be something worth checking out.
Well, thanks so much, Wolf Mother. Keep on rocking in the free world, and do-do-do-loo-doo.
Lee-loo-doo.